这是2025年全国高考仿真模拟卷英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，做题时先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, every day except Thursday we have a language evening.People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I have heard you want to start a business. What do you want to do?
I want to have a coffee shop of my own.
Sounds good. When do you think you can make your dream come true?
In about 2 years. I'm still saving money for it. 。In this activity, you have to shoot the arrows at the balloons.
What are they worth?
Hit one, and you get 1 point. If you hit a second balloon, you get a further 5 points. If you hit a third balloon, you get another 10 points. 。Jesse, you look upset. What's wrong?
Well, the boss was angry about my sales plan.
Was it overdue or something?
It was about the figures. Dave gave me those statistics, but I didn't check them. There were some mistakes. What's the problem, Paul?
I'm going to give a lecture about economics at high school this afternoon, but I have no idea how I'm going to simplify some of the concepts for them.
Why not consult Dr. Smith? He may give you some suggestions.
Good idea. How can I get to the Pingyang Square? There seems no bus stops near here.
Well, turn left at the hospital. Go forward and turn left again at the street corner.
Second节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Northwind Airlines, can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to confirm my flight, please. My name is Daniel Adams, and my flight number is 374. I'm leaving on May 11th, from Moscow to New York.
Hold the line, please. All right, your seat is confirmed, Mr. Adams. Let me remind you, you'll have to change planes in London.
Thank you. Can I pick up my ticket when I check in?
Yes, but please check in at least 1 hour before departure time. Northwind Airlines, can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to confirm my flight, please. My name is Daniel Adams, and my flight number is 374. I'm leaving on May 11th, from Moscow to New York.
Hold the line, please. All right, your seat is confirmed, Mr. Adams.Let me remind you, you'll have to change planes in London.
Thank you. Can I pick up my ticket when I check in?
Yes, but please check in at least 1 hour before departure time.
Listen to the following dialogue.回答第八至第十三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hey, David, where are you going?
Hey, Alice. I'm going to the bookstore downtown.
Which one? There used to be a few around here.
Times have changed. Nowadays, there's only one left on Edgar Street. The one on Main Street closed a few years ago, and the other one on Elm Street went out of business last month.
Oh, that's too bad. What are you planning to buy?
I'm looking for a new novel to read.I heard there's a good one out by my favorite author.
Cool. I love reading, too. I'm actually looking for a cookbook. I've been trying to cook more at home lately.
That sounds great. I bet you'll find something good at the bookstore.
I hope so. Do you still read a lot?
Yep, I always make time for reading. It's one of my favorite hobbies. Plus, it's a great way to relax after a long day.
That's true. I should make more time for it, too. Enjoy your shopping trip.
Thanks. You too.
Hey, David. Where are you going?
Hey, Alice. I'm going to the bookstore downtown.
Which one? There used to be a few around here.
Times have changed. Nowadays, there's only one left on Edgar Street. The one on Main Street closed a few years ago, and the other one on Elm Street went out of business last month.
Oh, that's too bad. What are you planning to buy?
I'm looking for a new novel to read. I heard there's a good one out by my favorite author.
Cool. I love reading, too. I'm actually looking for a cookbook. I've been trying to cook more at home lately.
That sounds great. I bet you'll find something good at the bookstore.
I hope so. Do you still read a lot?
Yep, I always make time for reading. It's one of my favorite hobbies. Plus, it's a great way to relax after a long day.
That's true. I should make more time for it, too. Enjoy your shopping trip.
Thanks. You too.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Welcome to our program, Eco Tour. Today we are honored to invite Mr. Burns to be our special guest. Welcome, Mr. Burns.
Thanks. Today I'm going to suggest some eco tours to you.
Okay. Firstly, can you tell us what countries are well known for eco tour?
Actually, there are lots of countries. For example, Brazil, Australia, and China are some of the popular places nowadays.
Well, what can tourists do in these countries?
Quite a lot of activities. For example, we can go dolphin watching in China and try river rafting in Australia.
River rafting, terrific!
Yes, we can also go mountain climbing in Brazil and bird watching in America.
Wow, it sounds great! Mr. Burns, thank you for your wonderful introduction.
You're welcome.
Welcome to our program, Eco Tour. Today we are honored to invite Mr. Burns to be our special guest. Welcome, Mr. Burns.
Thanks. Today I'm going to suggest some eco tours to you.
Okay. Firstly, can you tell us what countries are well known for eco tour?
Actually, there are lots of countries. For example, Brazil, Australia, and China are some of the popular places nowadays.
Well, what can tourists do in these countries?
Quite a lot of activities. For example, we can go dolphin watching in China and try river rafting in Australia.
River rafting, terrific!
Yes, we can also go mountain climbing in Brazil and bird watching in America.
Wow, it sounds great! Mr. Burns, thank you for your wonderful introduction.
You're welcome.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Today, I'm talking to 21-year-old long-distance runner Anne Brown, who's just returned from the World Championships. So, Anne, how did you feel about your performance in the championships?
I'd only had a few weeks of training, so I never thought I would do brilliantly, and I was happy to get the silver medal.
Do you train every day, or do you take a day off?
The accepted idea is that sports people should have at least one rest day a week. But for me, I find I can keep going without one.
What about your competitors in races? Do you get to know them as friends?
I tend to keep a professional distance. It would be too easy to let friendship start influencing the way I run races.
So, do you have any favorite free time activities?
When I was a kid, I used to fly my kite at the top of the hills. But now, skiing is something that I get into quite a bit when I'm free. I've always enjoyed active things and have never really been much of a reader.
Today, I'm talking to 21-year-old long-distance runner Anne Brown, who's just returned from the World Championships. So, Anne, how did you feel about your performance in the championships?
I'd only had a few weeks of training, so I never thought I would do brilliantly, and I was happy to get the silver medal.
Do you train every day, or do you take a day off?
The accepted idea is that sports people should have at least one rest day a week. But for me, I find I can keep going without one.
What about your competitors in races? Do you get to know them as friends?
I tend to keep a professional distance. It would be too easy to let friendship start influencing the way I run races.
So, do you have any favorite free time activities?
When I was a kid, I used to fly my kite at the top of the hills. But now, skiing is something that I get into quite a bit when I'm free. I've always enjoyed active things and have never really been much of a reader.
现在,你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I've been living alone in London for a while now. Everybody here is very kind to me, but there are times when I feel homesick and get rather sad. It's bound to happen when you live far from home. I sometimes get a little tired of cooking meals just for myself. Once a week, I go to Soho. Soho is a part of London where there are all sorts of restaurants. French, Italian, Greek, Spanish, Indian, and Chinese. So when I don't want to cook, I will go to one of the restaurants in Soho and have a meal there. Sometimes, I even treat myself to a bottle of wine. Wine isn't cheap in London, at least not when you buy it at a restaurant. It isn't something we drink every day. British people do not talk as much as we do. They are more reserved. I've often traveled by train and noticed that people seldom chat with each other during the journey. They prefer to keep to themselves. My British friend, who can speak 7 languages, is also a quiet person. But I found one way to make him talk. He's very interested in mountain climbing. If I ask him about climbing, he's open and always ready to talk. I've been living alone in London for a while now. Everybody here is very kind to me, but there are times when I feel homesick and get rather sad. It's bound to happen when you live far from home. I sometimes get a little tired of cooking meals just for myself. Once a week, I go to Soho. Soho is a part of London where there are all sorts of restaurants. French, Italian, Greek, Spanish, Indian, and Chinese. So when I don't want to cook, I will go to one of the restaurants in Soho and have a meal there. Sometimes, I even treat myself to a bottle of wine. Wine isn't cheap in London, at least not when you buy it at a restaurant. It isn't something we drink every day. British people do not talk as much as we do. They are more reserved. I've often traveled by train and noticed that people seldom chat with each other during the journey. They prefer to keep to themselves. My British friend, who can speak 7 languages, is also a quiet person. But I found one way to make him talk. He's very interested in mountain climbing. If I ask him about climbing, he's open and always ready to talk.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分，到此结束。